A quick heads up before we dive in. This Way In is a conversation about mental health and everyday well-being, but it is not therapy. Listening to this podcast does not create a therapist-client relationship, and the information we share is for educational and entertainment purposes only. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling with your mental health, please reach out to a qualified professional in your area. In the U.S., you can call or text 988 for free. It's a 24-hour crisis support line. And if you're in the UK, you can call 116-123 or text SHOUT to 85258. Never delay, disregard, or change professional recommendations or advice because of something you've heard here. And please remember that any views expressed are our own and don't represent any licensing boards. Ready? Let's get started on today's episode.
Okay. Hi, I'm Brittany Baxter Tamron, co-host of This Way In podcast. This is my other co-host, Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm a mental health therapist licensed in Iowa and Minnesota. I'm a licensed independent social worker in Iowa and licensed independent clinical social worker in Minnesota. I do deep trauma work with people. That's what I do all day long. And when I do trauma work, we tend to get deep. And this podcast was kind of born from all of these deep things.
And I am not a therapist. I am not licensed in anything. I am just here for the ride and to be kind of the layperson liaison between the guts and the listener. So I will be asking the questions that I hope are questions you would be asking. Questions I asked anyway when I first found out what Brittany did.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to talk about how we met?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So I have a podcast called The Activity Continues, and Brittany was a listener of the podcast, and she reached out to me and said, hey, have you ever thought of doing an episode on mental health and how it connects with spirits and spirit guides and all sorts of things like that? Because my podcast is kind of on the woo-woo spectrum a little bit. It's a recap show of a ghost investigation show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why these two things kind of came together, and we met up and learned all about the kind of therapy that Brittany does. And it was so fascinating to me. And I was like, I need to learn everything about what you do because it's so damn cool. And so we just started talking about it, and I was learning about it. And I'm like, I think other people need to learn about this. So anyway, mm-hmm. that's how we met. And do you want to say anything about like why you reached out to us or why that kind of was a spark to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was listening one day. One of the guests that you had on that podcast was talking about telling your logic to just be quiet so we can listen to our intuition. And I'm like, well, I know how to do that. Do other people know how to do that? Because this is all about parts of self. And so I reached out to you, Amy. I'm like, this would be really interesting because if people do want to learn how to tell their logic to take a step back and listen to their intuition and whatnot, they got to know how. So,
yeah.
What I do all day long for my job is EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and ego state therapy. So ego state therapy works on the different parts of our personality. There's different ones. The most popular one right now is internal family systems. I weave that in. I also use several other ego state therapies. So that's what Amy was really interested in, was the parts mm-hmm. stuff, parts of the brain, parts of the personality. And there's so many overlaps between mental health, physical health, relational health, spiritual health, you name it. If we don't look at these things from all of these different aspects, we're not really giving ourselves credit for taking our mental health into account because it's more than just what we're thinking and feeling. It's so much more mm-hmm. than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So we do plan to get a little bit into the woo, which is what makes us different from every other mental health podcast that I've seen anyway.
Yes.
I've dug around, and a lot of the shows that I've seen are just about one specific type of therapy. I saw a whole bunch that were about EMDR.
Yep.
I saw a whole bunch that were about, I didn't see anything about the parts of self. I saw one podcast that was about EMDR, and they had an episode where they talked about the parts of self.
Hmm.
But it was only like a 10-minute episode. And I thought, that's nowhere near enough time to get into that.
No.
So that isn't even, that's not even enough time to get into one of the parts.
No, it's not.
So, so we plan to do a whole series on the parts, the different parts, an episode for each one maybe, and then how to get them to interact with each other, how to pull one up when you need to, how to tell one to shh when you need to.
Yes.
And all of that stuff, which is so fascinating. So that's a little bit about what we plan to do. And then we've got some other things that keep popping into our heads. Me at like 4 o'clock in the morning, but that's okay.
That's the best time to come up with these ideas, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking to our friend Melissa, who is going to be writing the theme song for this show, yesterday. And she was saying that like when she wrote the theme song for my other show, it just came to her in the middle of the night and she had to jump up and run in the bathroom and quietly sing it into her phone and then put it together in the morning when she woke up. And she's like, when the inspiration comes, it just comes. There's nothing you can do about it. And I find that's how my creativity works too, but not with writing songs. Otherwise I'd have done it myself, but with just ideas for things like, I'm like, ooh, that's a good idea for blah, blah, blah. And then I talk it into my phone. And then when I get up, I listen and I go, nah, it was not a great idea. You must have had a weird dream. Or that was a good idea. I'll write that down.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's a little bit how my brain works.
That's good stuff. I wish I could say I was alert enough at that time because I wake up, I'm like, oh, and then I'm just right back to sleep and it's gone. I wish I could do that.
I wish I could go right back to sleep. I will say there are times when I listen to him in the morning and I'm like, I sound drunk. What's going on? Like, I am so out of it. But usually I can figure out what I was trying to say.
That's great.
But yeah, because if I don't talk it out, get it out, then it festers in my head. And then I really am not getting back to sleep.
Yes.
So yeah. Little tip for everybody out there who has that same issue as me. Just talk it into your phone. You can deal with it in the morning.
Great advice. I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You should come up with my ideas when I'm like watching TV or playing video games and it's just I'm reviewing my day or just thinking about some stuff in general. And then I actually have the time to think about it. And then it just kind of keeps coming at me. And that's when I got to write it down or it's gone.
Yeah.
So much of what I have been doing over the last, gosh, I've been a therapist since 2013. And I know it's crazy. A lot of what I've been doing just over the last 12-ish years is refining a lot of what I do for trauma therapy. That's what I do all day long, trauma therapy. So it's beyond EMDR. It's beyond ego state and parts work. It's like, what specifically is going on with this person's parts of self? And what are we getting hung up on? And am I not reading the cues of the negative cognitions and that kind of stuff? I know this is kind of getting deep, but this is just a taste. So with that being said, a lot of what I do incorporates just these big concepts into a tailored package for everybody. And so these concepts I have, like in the middle of the night or whatever, it's just too much for me to even coherently think of. So not like I'm saying I'm a big thinker all the time. I really am, but it's not like that all the time.
Yeah.
But now I'm just rambling. So that's kind of my creative thought process.
Yeah, that's cool. That's great. Yeah, I imagine there will be a lot of rambling on this show because my other one is 99% rambling, but my co-host is a little ADHD. And so am I. I think I'm undiagnosed. She's diagnosed. I am undiagnosed, but I am pretty sure that I have a little bit of that going on. And I just remembered I had a dream last night that I was talking to somebody and we were talking about, I don't know who I was talking to. Maybe it was you, but I didn't see a face or anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have been thinking about, like, I'm pretty sure I have ADHD, but I think I probably have a little touch of the autism. And whoever I was talking to was like, oh my God, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I think we all do. We all do.
Oh, yeah. It's a spectrum. We're all on it.
Yeah.
Just depends how far in you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got to tell you this little fun story. Some people might be a little offended, but please don't be offended. So I had a couple of friends. They came over and played Cards Against Humanity with me and my husband. And one of the Yeah, so good. One of the people there was like, you know, I think I might have autism. I'm like, you don't have autism? And they're like, yeah, I really think I do. I'm like, okay, well, let me get my DSM, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders. So anyway, I pulled out the DSM. I was reading off the criteria, and they didn't meet criteria. You have to have a certain amount of all the bullet points, whatever, for it to be a full diagnosis. And I'm like, sure. Well, you have like half of the diagnosable bullet points. And so the mm-hmm. other friend's like, well, you have Hapsburgers. And so it's been a recurring inside joke since then. So I think we all have a little bit of Hapsburgers.
I think I definitely have at least a Hapsburger.
Yeah, that's right. So I gotta be careful who I say this around, because we'll get offended if I don't explain the joke. But
yeah,
it's funny. We all have a touch of autism. I was telling you yesterday, I hate doing dishes because I get like water on my shirt and like on the floor and like water where it shouldn't be. And I'm like, I can't do this. That's my little touch of autism there.
Yeah. When you were saying that, I was like, that sounds like a sensory issue.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I, like I said, not a therapist, but I do like to play around with diagnosing people on TV, people around me. I don't usually say it out loud like I didn't yesterday.
Yes.
But I do think, and I'm like, that's interesting. I file it away. Because I did go to school for psychology. My major in college was psychology, and then I switched to child psychology, and that's what I went with. So I do have a bit of a background, but also should mention, I am Gen X, so it was a late 80s, early 90s when I was doing that in college. I certainly don't have all the information, but I have learned so much just in the past few months talking with Brittany about all this stuff. And I'm like, this needs to be a podcast because this is so, so fucking fascinating.
It is.
And we will be swearing.
That's right.
Yeah. So just beware.
That's right. Speaking of Freud came up with the original like parts work, which is the id, ego, superego.
Yeah.
That's basically the basis of all of that Freudian stuff. And there's been a lot since then. So with Carl Jung, he came around, he was a contemporary essentially, or a little shortly after Freud. So with Jungian therapy, you have like the inner child, the inner critic, the shadow. The shadow is basically the parts of us we don't know.
Oh.
Yes. And then there's another one called transactional analysis, which most people have never heard of. That's from like the 70s or whatever. And that's basically where we have parent, adult, and child parts. So it's basically like the same framework as the id, ego, superego. It's just a little more contemporary with, you know, the words.
The names, yeah.
Yeah, the names, yeah. Okay. So parts work has been around forever. People haven't known it.
Right. And I feel like it's not very well known now.
It's not.
I've told my other friends about it when I talked about meeting you, and they were like, never heard of it, but it sounds cool.
Well, I'll tell you what everyone has heard of, though. So, you know, in the old Looney Tunes commercials, cartoons, where they have a choice to make, and they got like the little angel and the devil on their shoulder. That's parts of self.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So I think everyone can get down with that. Like, you know, I'm tempted this way, but oh, I really should be doing the right thing. But this is you're going to have fun with this, but you should be doing the right thing. That happens for everybody.
Yes, it does. It does a lot for me anyway.
We hope everyone has this. We know some people probably do not have that inner voice that says, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people just have the one on their shoulder going, do it. Who cares?
Right.
Do it. See what happens.
That's right. Yeah.
We all know someone like that, probably.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. So much more I can say, but I'll leave that for another episode.
Yeah. So I think that basically what I hope people take from this and from, you know, deciding if they're going to listen to us or not, and what they could take from it with their lives, is to learn about the parts of self. Identify them in people that you have relationships with, and then you get to learn how best to speak to that part of their self, which part of you should be talking to which part of them.
Yes.
All of that stuff is so fascinating. So I hope that other people find it as interesting as I do, and I think that it's something that will really help people along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my hope as well. The more you can go into your own psyche, your own self, your own relationships, the better you're going to just live your life, what's best for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to navigate your journey called life with more, I don't know, ease, maybe more of a roadmap. And mm-hmm. and our hope is that you can take some of this and practically apply it to your life.
Yeah. And one of the other things that we have talked about for a reason for doing this is we kind of want to be not a replacement for therapy, but we want people to be able to get a few little nuggets or little tips or little brain hacks or mm-hmm. things like that that will help people who aren't in therapy, maybe want to, or maybe are trying to decide if they want to, or getting the guts up to ask or mm-hmm. anything like that. So then just learning more about stuff like this and being like, hey, that seems like something that I probably should dig into.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping we can be helpful in that way.
Absolutely. Even if you're on a wait list for therapy, this is going to help with that. Because if you do start seeing a therapist, that's fantastic. But if you can't get in to see one, you know, there's a lot of barriers out there. A lot of therapists don't have availability. Mm-hmm. So this is, I think, I don't know. I like to use TV shows and movies as references. I'm really bad about this. But if you've ever seen Night at the Roxbury, where they're like standing in line for the nightclub, and they're like, we should have a nightclub out here while we're standing in line. This is kind of what I envision for that.
Okay. Okay. We're waiting to get into the Roxbury.
That's right.
I love it. Oh, I love that.
One of my favorite movies.
Oh, I've never seen the movie. I remember the skits, but I've never seen the movie. All right. I'll have to watch. That'll be my homework.
Yeah, do.
I'll have to watch that.
So good. If you liked the skits, you'll love the movie.
I did. I just remember thinking there's no way this can be a full movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Because the skits are long enough.
Molly Shannon is classic in this.
Oh,
she's so
I love
good.
Her. She's great. I do love her. Yeah, I wanted to mention that's another thing that came up when we were deciding if we were going to do something like this, is that I had watched the show Shrinking mm-hmm. on Apple TV, and I convinced Brittany to watch it. And mostly because I wanted to get her take on it. Like, I know that this is not, the things that they do in that show are not conventional.
No.
You don't, you know, for example, you don't just put somebody, a patient client. Do you normally call them patients or clients?
Clients. That's what I do.
Clients. Okay.
Yep.
You put a client into the room, into the therapist's room, because the therapist isn't in yet.
Yeah,
you
no.
just leave them in the room. Mm-mm. No, with all the files in there
no.
and all the... No, you can't do that.
No.
So just things like that. But I love that show so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so originally we were talking about doing a Shrinking podcast, like a podcast where we talk about Shrinking and talk about the different characters and what's driving them and what's going on with them and which parts of self are they dealing with and mm-hmm. all of that. So we might do... Maybe we'll do a little series on that at some point.
Yes.
Because I think that would be fun. And the other shows, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it would be fun to pick apart, you know, any of those ensemble casts, Friends, New Girl, you know, any of those kind of things. Just looking at the different characters and how they interact. And then you can compare that to our lives and how we interact with people that are like that. And mm-hmm. which one are we and all of that. I think all that stuff is really fun. So that
way
might
too
be
much fun.
That might be something we go into. Probably will be something we go into in the future. But
absolutely, yes. Yeah. You know, I found that the best way that people tend to really grasp concepts is to mm-hmm. connect with something they're really familiar with. And that's why yeah. I do a lot of TV shows and movies and stuff, because people usually can, you know, put two and two together really quick that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've seen it displayed. You've seen it
yes.
acted out. And if the writing is good and the, you know, it's done well,
mm-hmm.
then it makes a lot of sense. And you yeah. can be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And you almost feel like those people had like know these theories and stuff in order to be able to write characters like that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's right.
And Shrinking probably does have therapists or psychologists or psychiatrists on staff saying, yeah, that's not how that works or whatever. But they don't seem to care about ethics because one of them's living with their therapist.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a boundary thing. Just a little bit.
But it does make great TV.
It does. Yeah, it is such a good show. Yeah,
I know. I love it. Okay. Well, I think that gives you a idea of where we're going with this, what we plan to do. We're in the very early stages. Mm-hmm. And we've done a lot of talking and planning and stuff like that. But this is, you know, the first time we've actually sat down and recorded ourselves doing anything. So I think I'm sure it'll evolve. Things will change. We'd also like to have guests.
Yes.
There are some people that we both would think would be really fun to come on and talk about things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we'll have interviews, too, at some point.
Yes. So, and eventually we want to open it up to any listener questions or concerns and and kind of do a question and answer panel.
Yeah.
Several episodes. I'm sure we'll be doing that. But that's coming in the future.
Yeah. I think it would be great to have a listener question every time. Open up with a listener question and see what that looks like. And, you know, so but we need the listeners. So subscribe now. And when our next episode comes out, you'll be the first to know.
Yes.
We are planning to do every 2 weeks.
Yes. I think this is going to be a fun journey for all of us. And that's pretty much what life is. Life is a journey. We're just the tour guides here.
This Way In is co-produced by Brittany Baxter Dameron and me, Amy Lotzberg, at Collected Sounds Media. I also edit and manage the show, which is part of the Collected Sounds Independent Podcast Network. When you're working on your mental health, sometimes the smallest rituals make the biggest difference. That's why we love Three Spirit, award-winning non-alcoholic elixirs designed by plant scientists and bartenders to help you feel good in every sense. Each blend has its own mood. Social Elixir helps you to connect and feel uplifted. Livener brings energy and focus without the crash. And Nightcap soothes your mind and body into real rest. Instead of numbing out, these drinks help you tune in, whether you need connection, energy, or calm. Head to us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the code THISWAYIN for 15% off your first order. Three Spirit, crafted for your mind, body, and balance.